You ever had a like, long day, but a good day? Good day, but a long day. Long day, but a good day. Can you have both? Absolutely. If you are a helpmeet, you have a lot of both. All right, it's time for the helpmeets to come. Join me. Join me for our helpmeet time where we look to see in our book, check and see, are we still suitable? We need that information to stay on top of things, to do what we need to do, to take care of things. I'm just glad you're here with me to talk about being suitable. So today, what are we looking at? I am the author of Help for the Helpmeet. Do you need help being a helpmeet? I know I do. I need all the help I can get. I sit, I study, I reread, I ask God. I mean when I tell you, it takes a lot of work to be a helpmeet that is suitable. And that's my goal, not only to be suitable, but to stay suitable. And let me give you a tip, a side tip. If you are used to the book, you've read the book, you've done the workbook, and it's been a little while, go back, especially if you have been watching Sips and Tips, if you joined the Help Meet Army, you have learned some things. So when you go back the second time around, or when you go back through the workbook, let me tell you, put the date near your answers, because your answers will change as you grow, as you become more suitable, as you understand to hear the voice of God, as you study to show yourself approved, your answers will actually change. And it'll kind of make you feel good because you'll show how you're growing as a suitable helpmeet. Same thing with reflection in your journal. You'll really begin to see how much you've grown, how much you've learned to love more, forgive more, listen to the voice of God. So look back and give yourself a pat on the back. In fact, have a sip of sparkling juice on you. And say, you know what? I may not be where I want to be yet, but I am not where I used to be, and I'm getting better at this. It was hard, and I wasn't even sure I could do it at all, but I'm doing pretty well. I want to give you all a hand. This is hard work. I see a lot of you on many Sips and Tips, on many prayers for the kings. You're joining the Help Me Army. You're doing the work. It is not easy, and I want to give you a hand, so thank you. You all deserve a round of applause. If no one appreciates you, I'm going to appreciate you right now. Being a helpmeet, being a helpmeet, let me tell you, I know God expects it. I know the word of God declares it, but let me tell you, it's not easy. We got to encourage one another. Encourage one another, because this thing here, not easy, not impossible, because with God all things are possible, but still not easy. So good for you for pushing, for trying, for reading, for studying, for falling down and getting back up. You got this. So it's actually part of a prayer. It's actually the part of a prayer, but it is what Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance. Even if you fall, here you are, getting right back up, joining the army, tapping in. If you fall, a righteous man can fall 7 times, but she gets back up. Help me get back up. This is not the end game. This is the beginning. Let's go. Now, you don't try to fall. But if you do fall, you get back up. Keep getting up. It says, teach me to be kind with my words as I use them. Woohoo! Teach me to be kind. This is a prayer. Lord, teach me. Now, notice I didn't say, Lord, make me do it. Oh, that's a tip right there. Lord's not going to make you do anything. Uh-oh. Whoo! It would be nice if he just made me do it, because I know he's God. But God is the kind of God that wants you to desire it yourself. You have to desire it yourself. You have to desire to be taught. You have to desire to study. This is not something that God is going to make us do. He's going to want us to do it, not going to make us do it. Has to be a choice. So in this prayer, it says, teach me. Teach me to be kind. That means God's going to show you ways to be kind, but it's up to us to actually do it. Ooh, because I'll bet God's been saying some things, whispering some things, telling you some things, and don't answer this. Did you ignore him? Uh-oh, let's sip on that. We're not going to sip. I mean, we're not going to ignore God, are we? We're going to sip, though, because it's good rosé sparkling juice. But let's not ignore God. That's not a good thing. All right, it says, teach me to be kind. So now you ask God to teach you, which means he's going to start whispering some things. He's going to start showing you some things. He's going to start giving you some examples. Uh-oh. Yes, it says, teach me to be kind with my words as I use them. Now, here's what I want you to realize. There are three big things we've got to do as helpmeets that are suitable. We've got to use our words. Now, we're asking God to teach us, which means, oh, Jesus is the great teacher. We won't miss anything if we're ready to be students of the word. Oh, rosé juice, come here. I'm a student of your word, Lord. I think that's a declaration within the sip and the tip. I'm a student of your word, Lord. When we're asking God to teach us, I'm a student of your word. My God, no matter what you're doing, you got to be a student of the word. So, Lord, teach me to be kind with my words. As I use them to three things, elevate, affirm, and encourage my king. Elevate, affirm, and encourage my king. So I'm a student of the word. I want God to teach me these things. I don't want to ignore it. I refuse to ignore his word. I'm going to study to show myself approved. I'm a student of your word. You teach me, Lord. I won't teach you. I won't try to get in the way. And I won't argue with you when you show me. Let me look down. Boy, this rosé is beautiful. I'm going to look down because I don't want to look up. I won't ignore you, Lord, when you show me what to do. Three big words. Elevate your king. Make him feel like he can stand up against anything. Elevate him. Affirm him. I know that's hard because sometimes they're doing things we really don't like. I mean, you got to make that king feel like, oh, you took that trash out better than I've ever seen you take that trash out. I'm just, what? That idea you had. That shirt you have on. Affirm him. And encourage. That was awesome. You did a great job. If I haven't talked, now we started out by giving ourselves a round of applause. And I hadn't even thought about that. And if we know how good it feels to get the round of applause from ourselves, I'm telling you, you got to understand, God knew how he created those kings. He kept telling me, I kept thinking, he don't want to hear that. He doesn't need to hear that. Holy Spirit was like, who's the teacher? Oh, Lord, drink your sip. Who's the teacher? Are you the student, Yvette, or the teacher? Now, I know you teach some, but you don't teach me. I'm having my own conversation with God. Please excuse me. This is the way it went with me and him. He said, I made you a teacher, but of people. You're not my teacher, Holy Spirit. I apologize. I am the student when God is speaking. I am the student when Holy Spirit is talking. I am not the teacher. I'm a sip if you don't. On that one, I might have to sip two times because rosé sparkling juice is really good. And I need to sip about that. Remember, the prayer says, teach me to be kind. So when I get taught, I can't start talking back. One of the worst things, I'm a retired educator. And students that talk back, oh no. Students that talk back make you want to change your career. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. It says, teach me to be kind with my words as I use them to elevate, affirm, and encourage my king. That's your assignment. You're a student of the word. You're going to ask God to teach you some things. The Help Me book, by the way, so you can look at it over and over. Then write it in your journal, because that's when we have to really stay on top of ourselves. We have to stay on top of ourselves. We have to say, have I affirmed my king? Have I elevated my king? Have I encouraged my king today? Now it's late, so you might not have a chance to do it today, but think back. Did you do it today? Because when God kept telling me this, I was like, yeah, I do that. He said, when? Oh, you mean today? Oh. I mean, oh. Yesterday, okay, if it's taking you a while to figure it out, we might need to brush up on that. Mm-hmm. So the declaration is, I'm going to elevate, affirm, and encourage my king daily. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Yes. Daily. Daily. If you don't get in the habit of doing it daily on purpose, it'll slip by you before you know it. So if you're going to be suitable, this is something that has to be a part of your everyday life, a part of your everyday living, a part of the everyday things that you do. But if you don't do it on purpose, if you don't become a student of this word, it's going to slip you before you know it. So elevate him. If you're not married, you got to learn how to do this. Let me think about these words. Get them rolling off your tongue. Practice in the mirror. You think I'm kidding? I am not. I wish someone would have told me these things before I got married. I had to learn the hard way. So elevate, affirm, and encourage your king daily. If you're struggling to think of ways to elevate, affirm, and encourage him, maybe you haven't been doing it. Uh-oh. Now that's one of those things, we might fall. We can get back up. We can get back up. Elevate him. Let him know he's amazing. God knew how he created the kings, and the kings need affirmation. The kings need words of encouragement. The kings need to know that their helpmeet is their biggest cheerleader, is their biggest elevator, is the one that's affirming them, helping them build up their self-esteem, and making sure that even though the world might tear them down, our helpmeet is right there when he gets home. Ooh. Sometimes God will tell you to call him now, text him now. You may not know where he is. You might want to get that practice in. I get people that'll say, how do I do that if I'm separated? Let me tell you, I had to practice this stuff before my husband got home. Because once he got home and we were separated, I had to get that off the top of my head. So if you're sitting around waiting to get this skill, don't. Practice. Write it down. Start saying it out of your mouth. Prophesy over a chair, an empty chair, the side of the bed, whatever you have to do. Let me tell you how I had to pray and prophesy over the side of the bed. He wasn't there for a long time. But let me tell you, after a while, I was prophesying and then he was there. Won't God do it? Yes, he will. So, we were on a Help for the Help Me book today. This is a big one. I'm always saying that. They're all big. It's important. It's important to keep up our help meet skills. Write in your journal, I will affirm, encourage, and elevate my king daily. And then under reflection, what I want you to do is write down some days you did it. Keep track of it for about a week. Keep yourself accountable to this being a student of the word, being a student of the Lord. Keep yourself accountable. If you're not married yet, or if maybe you're separated, write some affirmations in your journal. Because it's not as easy as it sounds. I'm just saying, it'll get easier when you start practicing, but it is not as easy as it sounds. Get in the practice of doing it. Don't slack on it. Don't slack. Now, one thing we got, now I use that as another tip, because sometimes we get going, we see a difference, we see them loving the affirmation, and then we slow down. Is that you? Did you do it for a while and slow down? Did you affirm for a couple of weeks and then stop? Don't do that. That's why we stay suitable and we come and have our sparkling juice and talk about these things. We got to get better at it. Now, this is not about when you see something. This is about you doing it because you're a student of the word. Mm-hmm. Because you're a helpmeet that's suitable. All right. All right. And I'm not just talking about great big things. I'm talking about affirm your king, even in the little things. It makes a difference. And I promise you, they're looking for it. They desire it. They love it. They appreciate it. I know we would love the same thing. This is not about us right now. God's taking care of us. We're taking care of the kings. That's just how it works. Let's do it. Let's do it. Because what we do for our kings is a service unto the Lord. We're learning to say, not my will, but thy will be done. All right. Don't forget to get your book and workbook on the website, GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. And meet me on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to pray over our kings. Oh, we're going to pray over these kings. We're going to make sure they're covered in prayer, that they're spoken over, that we decree a thing until it's established. You know what? Pray over your king. Meet me 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday to pray over our amazing kings, our wonderful kings. You hear me affirming? Affirmations should just come out of your mouth. Affirm your king. Encourage him. Declare it. You're going to say it until you see it. And when you see it, you protect it. That's what we do. Pray, see, protect. That's what we do because we're warriors in the spirit. So meet me at 7 a.m. as a warrior in the spirit. Help meets. Let's do that. And we will come back, get some more sparkling juice, and get a tip out of our book. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining me. And if you need a mentor, I mean, I'm just saying. You might need a mentor if you're struggling. Pray, seek, protect. If you're struggling with being a helpmeet suitable, if you're struggling with spiritual warfare, you might need a mentor. Check out the Helpmeet Army. And if you need one-on-one sessions, let me tell you, they're going fast. But I do one-on-one sessions online, 50-minute sessions. Get the information on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. And I will do everything possible to get you in, and then you get 50 minutes with me one-on-one online. I'm just saying, if that's what you need. If not, then you might need to join the Help Me Army and get some training, some information, some teaching. I've got some of the most amazing mentees in the world, literally in the world, that are trained up, that are getting training and helping train. So it's an amazing opportunity. So get that information on our website. And I will see you all. You're signing up for the Army. Membership has its privileges. It's a pretty awesome mentoring program, if I do say so myself. God created it. Wasn't me. God created it. I'm still amazed he lets me lead it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yes! We have amazing mentees, so if you need a mentor, come on in. But it takes, let me clarify, it takes work, takes commitment, and it takes a student, being a student of the word, because I teach, train, prophesy, and we pray, we learn, and learn again. But I'm Yvette Benton. Thanks for joining me. Go to jaredandyvette.com for all of the information you might need. I will see you soon.